This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. Monday was the deadline imposed on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program by President Trump. But despite a federal judge's extension of DACA, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children are still in a state of uncertainty because Congress has not made any progress on immigration. We checked in with a local dreamer. Hugo Nicolas was born in Mexico. He's lived in Oregon since he was 11. His parents brought him here to escape violence and economic insecurity. Now 25, he says thanks to DACA, he was able to attend the University of Oregon and work. But after Trump's threats to end the program, he's nervous that he could lose his status.
I passed, you know, a background check. I met all the qualifications that I'm not a risk to be here in the United States and that I've contributed to my community. And it's disappointing that basically they don't want to accept me here and that there's not a specific way that I can do that. So I don't know.
After Donald Trump was elected, Nicolas left school to work full-time. He says he wants to make sure he has money saved up in case he or members of his family are deported. Nicolas says the only home he really knows is here. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.